Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We just want to thank you this evening for another episode of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study on this Tuesday evening. We just want to say thank you. We want to thank the Lord for allowing us to be in his presence one more day. On behalf of our bishop, Bishop Omar Zachary, we just want to welcome you. And for all those that are listening from Praise Tabernacle Church, we want to say thank you. And for all those that are listening, wherever you're listening from, we just want to say thank you for joining us, and you are in store for a great word tonight. And I'm not going to be long-winded, but tonight we have our own evangelist, Dove Stanton, that will be bringing the word of God on tonight. So without no further ado, I'm going to turn it over to evangelist Dove Stanton. Go ahead, evangelist.
Thank you, Elder Oliver. I appreciate that, sir. Good evening, everyone. Praise and thank God for you on tonight. This is our first Bible study of the year, January 2022. Praise be unto God that we made it through another day's journey. We're just excited that you decided to join us on tonight for our Tuesday night Bible study. We are just excited about the Word of God. Tonight, I want to kind of do a little bit something different that I really want it to be interactive with the panel as much as we can on tonight. Tonight, I just want to talk about why we even study the Bible, why you should study the Bible. I know that we have these Bible studies every Tuesday, and we come from, you know, scriptures, a particular passage or multiple scripture, and we break that scripture down and we talk about it as to how to live it or how it affects our life daily. But tonight I really just want to talk about why we study the Bible. Why should you study the Bible? I want the panel to share how they study, any tools that they may use, any besides the Bible, do they use a concordance or do they use a dictionary, pencil and paper? What do you use when you study the Bible? And the reason I really wanted to do this on tonight is because I want you, our listener, to really make a decision that it's time for you to study the Word of God. But I want you to think about, why is it that you're studying the Word of God? What does it do when you study God's Word? So we just really want to just take a little time tonight and do that. And before I get into our lesson, I just want to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you've made, and we rejoice and are made glad in it. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Father God, we thank you for your word, because it is a lamp unto our feet. It gives direction and it guides and strengthens us. Father God, I pray that every listener under the sound of my voice would recognize and see themselves in this Bible study and tonight, and to make a decision that it's time for them to sit down and study your word. I pray that everyone that makes that choice on tonight, that you would give them wisdom, that you would give them knowledge, and that you would give them understanding. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, God, in our lives. We pray, Father God, that you would touch this Bible study and give revelation. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Amen. So I have like some questions for the panel, but I just kind of want to start off a little bit, giving you a little bit of background about the Bible. Please get your pencils and papers, like I always like to say. Get your pencil, paper, get your Bible if you have one, get your Bible. The Bible contains 66 books. It was written years ago. It was written, I did a little background study, and it shows that it has over 40 authors that come from different education levels, different professions, different social and economic statuses. The Bible includes two main parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Testament is an ancient word that means covenant or promise. The Old Testament is the original Hebrew Bible and contains 39 books. It is divided into groups. The groups that is divided in: the law, the historical books, poetry, and wisdom, and the prophets. That's in the Old Testament. The New Testament contains 27 books. The New Testament reflects and you read about the life of Jesus, the Gospels, the apostles after he went to heaven, and that's in the book of Acts, and the letters from the apostles to the early church, and that's from Romans to Revelation. The book is broken down. God created, that's God created everything, including humankind, in his image. Man sinned. Man rebelled against God and so was condemned to death. Grace offered. The Bible is the compiled story of God's redemption of humankind. The Old Testament points to a future Messiah, a coming Savior. The New Testament reveals that Messiah, Jesus Christ, and his plan for man's salvation, known as the gospel. So why is the Bible important? The Bible is important because we all search for meaning in our lives, and the Bible has a lot to say about life, from our creation and purpose to our salvation and eternal life. The Bible provides answers to many of life's questions that trouble our hearts, such as, who am I? Why am I here? Is there a God? Is this life all that there is? What happens after I die? These are questions that people have in reading the Word. And I encourage everybody. The Bible is crucial in your life. Now, I came up with some points. Of course, there are definitely more points than this, but I kind of just came up with some points that I want us in the panel to talk about. And my first point is studying the scripture will help you with everyday life and temptations with sin. And maybe somebody in the panel can answer this question. How does studying the scripture help you with your everyday life? If anybody on the panel would like to say.
Well, he'll bring back to your remembrance. And if you don't read anything, he can't bring anything back to your remembrance. So getting into your word, when you get in a situation, or when you're going through something, you can remind God of his promises. You can remind God, you know, of whatever. You can always remind him and reference the word pertaining to what he said. Whenever I'm going through something, I remind God what you said. Okay, because these are his words, what was written. This is what you said about my situation. And it brings me out every time when I remind him of his word. Every time he brings me out. It's not sometimes, it's every time. But like I said, if you don't have nothing in, you can't remind him of nothing. You won't have anything to come out. But he'll bring back the remembrance. I don't know scripture by scripture. But when you're going through, stuff will pop in your mind that you read. My husband always said, baby, just read. Don't worry about it if you don't understand it. It's very important. And I'm not a reader, but he always tell me, Ricky, just read. And I promise you. Well, he didn't promise. He don't make promises. But he said, I guarantee if you read your word, or just read it. When you're in a situation, you're gonna remember. Dang, I read that. So it's important that you read. It's important that you read because you can't bring nothing back to your remembrance if you don't read nothing or put it in.
That's good, Evangelist. Thank you. That is definitely good. Anybody else in the panel? Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I was just going to say, besides what Evangelist Blewett just said, when I read the Bible, even though if I don't understand it, I just feel closer to God for some reason. When I read it with a pure heart, just reading just to be reading, to study his word, it just makes me feel better. I'm not going to say I understand everything that I read, but it just makes me feel more connected to him regardless of the situation I'm going through. So a lot of times I'll just read it, and even today I was just reading just to be reading, but I felt better. Mm-hmm. I felt at peace because I read his word. And it wasn't long. And just that instant, it just, like a dark cloud was lifted just by reading his word.
Right. And that is
also
so good. Go ahead.
Evangelist Stanton. This is Elder Taylor. I'm on line now.
Thank you, sir.
You know, and you have to believe what you read. Like you said, sometimes we're not going to understand everything that we read, and sometimes it's hard to understand something. Or let me back up. Sometimes it's hard to believe things that we don't quite understand. But if we love the Lord Jesus, if we love the Father, his Father, our God, and we believe that this word was written by him through the apostles, then like Elder Oliver said, we must find comfort in it. You know, there as a believer in the body of Christ, there's nothing in these 66 books, 39 in one chapter, 27 in the other chapter, there's nothing in this book that we shouldn't believe. because we should believe it all, whether how minute it is or how major it is. We should believe it all because we cannot effectively worship. We cannot effectively praise. We cannot effectively stay delivered. We cannot effectively preach, teach, share the word, which is so important, sharing the word with somebody that don't quite know. If we ourselves that call ourselves believers doubt anything
That's right.
In this word.
That's good.
So we have to believe what we read, even if we don't quite understand it.
Right.
Because of who we believe and who we know that has written it through the apostles. So if we believe Jesus to be who he is all by himself, you know, and that he's the son of the Father God, then this word has to be true.
Amen.
From Genesis to Revelation. You know, so, you know, it's very, that's, I believe, that's very important as a believer, as a teacher, as a preacher, as a singer, as a praise and worship person, as just
right.
a sister or brother.
That's right.
In the body. You know, just Brother Richard. You know, we got to believe it. You know, I don't care what you call yourself, what title you call yourself. I got to believe it as Brother Richard just as much as somebody that calls himself Bishop or somebody that calls
right.
himself Apostle. You know, I got to believe it just as much as they do. So regardless of what level we think we on or what we call ourselves or, you know, in the body of Christ, we got to believe it, everybody. Has to believe this word and walk it.
And I appreciate, and it's, you know, I heard what everybody was saying, and I appreciate everybody being transparent because I heard, you know, whether it came from Evangelist or Elder Taylor or Elder Oliver, when we read, it doesn't necessarily mean we understand everything that we read, but we read and we study and we ask God for the revelation of his word. That's one thing I hear from people when you ask them why they don't read the Bible. The first thing they say is, I don't understand it. Well, we have been called to the ministry. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to understand everything that we initially read. Or at
right.
one time, when we first started reading the Bible, it's not that we understood everything. But like Evangelist said that Elder Blewett does with her, read it. Because what happens is the Holy Spirit comes in and gives us that wisdom and that
there
knowledge.
You go.
You know,
right.
so that's what happens. That's why we go ahead and read it. And even with, like Elder Taylor just said, you don't have to have a title to read the Word of God. God will give you the revelation just like he'll give it to us. It's not that we're anybody special. We have accepted a call.
Right.
But as Christians, as somebody who say, you know what, I believe in Christ, you have got to read the Word of God. And then God will give you the meaning. If you read something and you don't understand what you read, sometimes what you can do is get a concordance, break down the meaning of a word, pray for revelation. The Holy Spirit will give you that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of that word. Sometimes that word will come to life just living each and every day. Like you may be plagued with doubt or fear or anxiety, and you go read a scripture. Next thing you know, you're like, a light bulb went off because that scripture had given you revelation to cover those fears, to cover those doubts. So it's important that you read no matter what. Even if you don't understand it, you just heard us as a panel say, sometimes when we read, we may not understand, but God gives us that understanding. So it's very important that you still read. So that was my first question. How would studying the scripture would help you with everyday life and temptations with sin? That word, having that word there in the presence of your mind, even though you may not understand, because it is in the presence of your mind, the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance so that you cannot enter into sin. So studying the scripture is crucial, is very important. I wrote down the scripture, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Please write these scriptures down. Go back and read them. But it says, Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and yes, hearing by the word of God. See, our faith is built up because we hear. You hear, and hearing by the word of God. The more you continue to hear the word, your faith is being built up. So that's why it's so important that you do this at home and not just wait to hear the word at church. And I love to read the word out loud because I can hear it. I can hear it. And you begin to build up your faith through that hearing. And we need that every single day. Every single day. And I tell people, even if you don't read a whole chapter, read a verse every single day. Even if you want to stay on the same verse for the whole week, read that verse every day. And watch that verse come to life. And as you read it, your faith begins to build up. So, for example, my very favorite verse is 1 Peter 5 and 7. And it reads, casting all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. This tells me any anxiety, any worry, any doubt, any fears, I can cast them, I can throw them, I can give them to God because he cares for me. And when I meditate on that scripture, when I sit and I think about it, instead of me meditating on doubt, worry, and fear, I meditate on the word of God and I can release my doubt, my worry, and my fear. So search, and Evangelist Blewett says this a lot. You can look on Google for anything. Put in scriptures on fear, scriptures on self-control, whatever you are dealing with. Put that in Google. It'll bring up some scriptures. Go to those scriptures. You read them. You meditate on those scriptures. You think about those scriptures. And you ask God to help you wherever that area is in your life. And that word is a living word. Does anybody have anything else that they would like to say as far as studying the scripture will help with everyday life and temptations?
I would like to say that people, every excuse that we've had in the past, or every excuse that we use as a new reader, it's been taken away.
Yeah.
Because Google, like you just said, could be used. People have these smartphones. And the Bible has been translated so many different ways,
mm-hmm.
so many different types. Still has 66 books, Old, New Testament. You have a study Bible. You have a Bible that you could probably find and that's just written in all Hebrew, people that think they're so deep. But the Bible is written in so many different translations and studies that, and then we have these smartphones and Google that every excuse that we could try to think of has really been taken away.
Right.
So there's really no excuse for anybody, you know, unless the enemy just got their mind so bad that, you know, but the Holy Ghost has to have something to feast off of within our
right.
body and to use to gird us up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Go ahead, Elder. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does have to gird us up, the Holy Ghost. So I'm just saying the Bible has to, you know, we have to put something down in us.
Right.
The word. So that the Holy Ghost can build it up within us and help guide us through the word.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Evangelist. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You were in Romans, and I love Romans. And I just flipped the page over. And for the new believers who haven't accepted Christ, who's thinking about, you know, trying this thing out, you know, you hit every wall, why not try Jesus? Okay, now that you tried him. Now,
mm-hmm.
I want to go to Romans 12. For those who don't, you know, who's just coming in, who's just, you know, trying out Jesus, you know, Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living
mm-hmm.
sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is
mm-hmm.
your reasonable service. Now, my reasonable service is not going to be your reasonable service. If you try,
right.
just try. That is your reasonable service. You're not going to be, just do your best. That is, just do your best. Your reasonable service. He knows your downfalls. He knows your beginning. He just wants us to try. Give him,
right.
just give him a shot. You didn't try everything else. Show him your
Amen.
Reasonable service. Your reasonable services maybe just pick it up the Bible.
Right.
Now what? Now that you picked up the Bible, what you going to do? Turn to the
mm-hmm.
gospel to learn about what Christ did for us. What did he do? It's in the three in Matthew, Luke, and Mark. Read those.
Mm-hmm.
Read those. Find out exactly what he did for us. Then Google his promises. Once you find out,
right.
once you find out what he did this for me, now go to his promises. What did he promise us if we follow him?
That's right.
Look for his promises. Google it. And just meditate on just the promises. And when you get in situations, remind them of those promises.
Yeah.
Remind them. It's not hard. He just wants a reasonable service. It's not hard. Just because I'm here don't mean that you have to be here. I should be more in my word than you just opening up the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Your reasonable service, like I said, maybe just opening it. Something you've never done before. Try him. I can make a promise. Okay? Because I know the promises come true. Whenever it's in his word, it's going to come true. His word
mm-hmm.
is not going to come back to him void. I promise you that. Amen.
Amen. I like that, Evangelist. I like that. What your reasonable service? It's individual. Each of us individually has a reasonable service. Each of us. And I like that you brought that scripture up, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, because we present our bodies to so many things each and every day. Come on, you guys, think about it. We present our bodies to television. We present our bodies to cigarettes. We present our bodies to sin. We present our bodies to so many things. We present our bodies to our jobs. But here it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. When do we present our bodies to God? When do we say, you know what, I'm choosing God today. I'm going to take time out today. I'm going to get into his presence. And I've said this before, we have so many excuses about how much time we don't have. That's because we won't turn the TV off, or we won't get off of TikTok, or we won't get off of Facebook, or we won't put the telephone down, even though your whole family is in the house. So you can put the phone down because, you know, hopefully you won't get a call, you know, from the people that's at least in the household, you know, saying something is going on. So put that phone down. Go find you a place in the house, in the bathroom, in the closet, in the basement, wherever you need to present your body, to get into the presence of God. And like Evangelist just said, your reasonable service may be just to dust your Bible off. Some of you have Bibles. They have so much dust on them, or you don't put them up somewhere, you don't even know where they are. Or you do know where it is, and you just haven't picked it up in so long. It's okay to go pick it up now. It's okay to go get it now, to dust it off, clean it off, the Bible, and read. Because there is life-changing in the Bible, and it's really something, because Elder Taylor had said the Holy Spirit needs something to feast off of. My next point was the reason we read the Bible is because we cannot live off of food alone. We cannot live off of food alone. I have a scripture, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And it reads, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We have to have the word inside of us so that the Holy Spirit can feast and bring it back to our remembrance. We can't live off of food alone. This food right here is a living food. The word is a living food. This will sustain you. This will keep you. You cannot live off of food alone. Does anyone on the panel have anything to say about that?
That's so true. That is so true. And this is so good, because so many of us need this kind of teaching, you know, and understand that we really need the word, along with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to hold us together, to keep us going. You know, because if someone knows I'm a man of God, not just an elder or not just a preacher, but just a man of God, just a regular man of God that serves the Lord. And if they say, Brother Richard, Brother Taylor, where in the Bible does it say that,
mm-hmm.
you know, how can I get saved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I don't ever read the Bible, you know, I can't, it'd be so hard for me to share that with somebody, you know, mm-hmm. especially if I don't have my Bible right with me. I mean, of course, we got phones now that we can look up everything on our phones, you know, now. That's why I say all excuses have been taken away. But I could go over to chapter 10 in Romans, you know, and, you know, that's a big chapter, you know, of Romans. And I can go over to chapter 10 and lead them through verses 9 through 13 or through 14,
mm-hmm.
you know. If that's a good, verse 9 says that, if thou confess with thy mouth thy Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. You know, so if I know that, if I've been reading, if I've been studying, if this word has crossed my path, you know, then I can share that with the next person that's not saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I don't ever read or search the scriptures, then how will we know that?
Right.
You know.
Right.
So you know, like you said, this is good. This is a good study that you know, to get people to understand whether you saved or not. You know. You know, we have to know what the word says so that you can get saved and stay saved. So that sin don't easily come in, you know. So, good stuff. This is good stuff tonight.
Amen. I do have another scripture regarding that we can't live off of food alone. It comes out of John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 50 and 51. John chapter 6, verse 50 and 51. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. That is Jesus giving himself as the living bread. And we know that the word says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
This word will sustain you. I mean, think about it. Have you ever felt weak or tired from not eating? Not even really trying to do a fast, but just if you had a long day and you weren't able to eat lunch, and then when you got home, something happened where you couldn't eat dinner soon, and you were thinking to yourself, "Oh, I'm so hungry," and how you may have felt, maybe a little cranky, you know, just really wanting something to eat. It's the same way with this word in our life. If we don't eat the word of God to sustain us, our spirit man is going to get weak.
Yes.
And what happens is, when our spirit man gets weak, we begin to make decisions that are not too good. Because we're hungry. Our spirit man is hungry. So what happened is, we allow the flesh man to take over, to do the talking, because we're hungry.
Yes.
We're hungry for the word.
Yes.
That's what we're hungry for. We're hungry for the word of God. And so we begin to do things that are out of character, or we begin to do things that we know are not right, that's because we haven't been feeding our spiritual man the word of God. Your spirit man is weak. Your spirit man is saying, feed me. I need the nutrients of the word. Build me back up. Strengthen me. My joy is in the word of God. My peace is in the word of God. My direction is in the word of God. But you've got to feed that spirit man, because the flesh will overtake it. You know, like I said, when you're hungry, so what you'll do is when you're physically hungry, you will almost eat anything, and especially if you've gone a couple of days without food. If you've gone a couple of days, next thing you know, you eating stuff you really don't even like just because you think it might taste good because you're so hungry. It's the same way with our spirit man. If we don't build our spirit man and give our spirit man that food, we begin to allow anything and accept anything to happen. We begin to make choices that are not wise at all because we haven't fed the spiritual man, the word of God. We don't just live off of food. We live off of the word that comes out of the mouth of God. Anyone have anything else they would like to say before we go into our next point? Amen. Our next point is storing the word of God in your heart, that you might not sin against him. Storing the word of God in your heart. Having the word helps us, through the Holy Spirit, have a committed life in Christ and not a committed life to our sin. We're going to go to Psalms 119 Psalm. And we're going to go to verse 11 and 12. 119 Psalm, verse 11 through 12. It says, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. See, we have the word so that the Holy Spirit can bring back to our remembrance so that we won't sin against God. It says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. If we don't read, we won't know the statutes. We won't know the commandments. We won't know what God is expecting of us. We won't have anything in our heart that the Holy Spirit can bring back up to say, wait a minute, the scripture says, it is written. That's why we have to study the word of God so that it can be stored in our heart. And just like Elder Tara just said, what if somebody comes to you and say to you, and even if they didn't even know that you were a Christian, say somebody saw you out on the street and God compelled them to walk up to you and ask you this question. I need some help. I worry all the time. Can you tell me what I need to do? What would you tell them? What would you say to them? Would you be like, I don't know? Or would you, if you had your phone, Google right on the spot scriptures on worry and say, look, here go some scriptures. meditate on these scriptures, what would you do? Does anyone have anything they'd like to say about storing the word in your heart?
Evangelist, I'd like to make a comment real quick. And again, I'm going to tell on myself, because when you said store the word in your heart, now this is for, and like I said, I've done this just as recently as Friday night New Year's service. I was listening to the pastor preach, and he hit a nerve because he was telling the truth to something that I was trying to hide. So the word was convicting me of something that he said. So I quickly got into the flesh and was waiting for him to move on. And then when he moved on, I was like, okay, I can get back into the spirit world, because I didn't want to hear what he was saying that was going to convict me. So when I went to study the word of God, it was right there in my face again. And again, I closed down and went to something totally different because I didn't want to deal with my dark place. And a lot of times as Christians, we don't want to deal with things, and the Lord is telling us because he's trying to feed us that word that we're rejecting. It's like a kid that don't want to eat vegetables. They want to spit it out. All they want is the good stuff. But a lot of times he'll give us stuff to help us, and we'll reject it. That's why we struggle with so many things. And I'm just being, for me, is because I reject what he's trying to give me. Even though I know what it says, I just don't want to recognize it at that particular time. I run from it. And yet that issue keeps coming back because I don't want to deal with it. And a lot of Christians, I know, I'm just speaking for myself, we hear it, but yet we don't want to accept it. We know it. We just don't want to accept it for whatever reason it may be. But that's what I'm getting at it. You know, when I hear this and I hear, you know, the word is hidden, sometimes we know the word, we just don't want to do right by the word.
Yes.
That's all I got.
No, that's good, Elder. Thank you. Thank you for that, being transparent, because that's just real life. Go ahead, Evangelist. Do you have something you'd like to say?
Yeah. God wants us to be honest with us. Confession is good, even if you just confess to yourself. Okay? First, you have to just confess. I'm this, I'm that, I'm whatever. Okay? And then God can deal with you. Psalms 119 that you were in, it's 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. If you ask God for anything, I'll put it like this. If you're asking God for something that's going to help you be a better you to serve him, he's going to give it to you to make you a better witness for him. But a lot of times we want to hide, a lot of people glad that we wear masks and we can hide behind these masks. If we just take the mask off and look at the man in the mirror and deal with our issues, uproot all that stuff that was from childhood, just lay it all at the altar. Your altar could be in your bathroom. Just bring it out. Look in the mirror and just say it and just confess it, you know, and deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with yourself. Because if you don't deal with the real issues, your real issues going to deal with you. Okay? And in Matthew 12 and 34 says, O generation of vipers, how can ye be evil things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
The mouth
You don't open up your mouth at the wrong time. Okay? If you still have stuff in your heart, you could be around certain people, and something will come. It's gonna slip out. God is going to allow something to happen to let you see that it's still in you. If you still have fight in you, you think you delivered, you better deal with it, or it's going to deal with you, because it's going to come out at the wrong time, and there you go again. Now you're in the middle of a fight, and now you don't even, I mean, you don't even know how you got there. Because it was still in you. It could be cussing. It could be fighting. It could be, and I asked God. Mine was drinking. Okay? And my thing is, and I told God, before I even think about taking another drink, kill me. Okay? Kill me. Dead. Because I don't want to go back.
Right.
Because I wasn't nice. I was not a nice person at all. Y'all think I'd be like, now, oh, God. When I was drinking, oh, it was no joke. We deal with you, and then we talk later. You know the between the lines. But I'm just saying, deal with your issues, or they'll deal with you. Be honest with yourself. If you're not there yet, it's okay. Since my grandson died 4 years ago, sweetie, I made up in my mind, it's okay that I'm not okay. It's okay. And guess what? When I start saying, it's okay that I'm not okay, then God starts showing me my issues. Then God starts showing me, even before my grandson passed. But when he passed, it really showed me how far I've come. And I thank God that he showed me how far I've come. Somebody dying or something happened tragic to show you how far you really come. And don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give your own self a pat on the back. Girl, you didn't come a long way. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you guys for that transparency. It's like Elder Oliver said, you know, we see ourselves in the Word. And Evangelist just said, and I kind of paraphrase it this way, embarrass sin, or sin will embarrass you. Like she just said, sometimes you got to even confess to your own self. You got to be real. You got to get into that place and say, look, I know what I'm doing is not right. And give it to God. You know, like she was saying, she don't want to drink anymore because she don't want to displease God at all, at any cost. She's like, God, whatever it takes, I don't want to do this anymore. We got to get to that point that whatever it takes, God, I don't want to do this anymore. And when we go, and see, the thing about sin is sin provides an opportunity along with it not to sin. Because if you take a breath and you think about what you're doing, and if you stop right before and say, look at myself, you making a choice to follow through. You are making a choice to follow through. And that leads me actually to my last point, which is this scripture. And my last point basically is studying helps us to continue to serve God better. And it also has to do with what we're just talking about right now, what Elder Oliver was even saying out of 2 Timothy. We're going to go to 2 Timothy verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Let me read that one more time. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We have this word, just like Elder Remember said when he goes to the Word and he saw himself and he want to close it up because he don't want to see himself. We have this Word to see ourselves, but it is for that correction. It is for that reproof. It is for instruction in righteousness. Yes, it don't look good, but I would rather for the Holy Spirit to let me see the mote that I have in my eye so that I can correct it, because I don't want to do anything that displeases God, let alone the people around me. Because what I do not only affects me, it affects everybody around me. It affects the people in my household. When I make a decision, when I make a choice that is not good, it affects their life. It affects my coworkers, whether I know it or not. It affects the people around me because I'm not able to minister like I'm supposed to. I'm not able to encourage like I'm supposed to, because I haven't allowed the Word to bring correction through the Holy Spirit. This Word is to make us transparent with God. He already sees what you're doing. He already knows everything that you're doing. But this Word allows us to be transparent with Him, confess to Him, and ask Him to clean up those areas that are not pleasing so that we don't affect the people around us in a harsh way, because our choices can do that. But if we choose daily to give us this day our daily bread, if we choose daily, moment by moment, second by second, hour by hour, to choose God, to allow the Holy Spirit to bring back to our remembrance when we get ready to do something foolish. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say we're not going to do something foolish in this life. I'm not going to say that we're not going to make a wrong decision in this life. But we should consciously, each and every day, choose God, so that we will make the right choices. That's why we read this Word. That's why we study. That's why we get into the Bible. There's other reasons, multiple other reasons. I just don't have time. I had some other ones. But that's why we read this Word. If we're going through something, there's comfort in this Word. If we're lacking in an area, there's comfort in this Word. If our finances are funny, there's comfort in this Word. You don't know what you would get from it until you open it up, read it, and study it. Like we said in the very beginning, even if you don't know what you're reading, read so the Holy Spirit can bring it back up and give you wisdom on it. And just a reminder, if you don't have a Bible, we do have someone on our panel who is willing to give you a Bible. You can email us at ptc4christ@gmail.com with your name and your address, and you'll get a Bible. You need it in this day and time. You need it. Does anyone else have anything to say before I turn it back over to Elder Taylor?
Yes, I would just like to say that this is an awesome Bible study. And when you study God's Word, you're getting the fuel that you need to go through the next day and the next day. So every now and again, you may get a little bit empty, and all you got to do is open up your Bible And it don't matter where you want to pick and choose, and you can get filled right back up, because you're going to need that fuel, because it's a long journey. And I use that comparison just so we already know in life we always have to put some fuel in our cars, whether it's every day, every other day, or however, but we know we got to do it to get to A to B. So our A might be our at home, our B might be in the other part of your house, to your to church or however, but you need it from A to B. You need to get that word in. So when you open up your Bible, you may even start, for me, I was speaking for me, I like to start in the New Testament and the gospel first for me, just so that I can understand how Jesus was and what Jesus said at that point, and then I'll go back and relate it to the Old Testament. And I know it may seem a little bit backwards, but that just helps me, and that may help someone else that's listening. Also, sometimes I may use the physical Bible. Sometimes I'm using my app on my phone. It works just as well, because with that app, I could be driving and I'll allow it to play and I will listen to the Bible, still studying, but I'm allowing God's word to be ministered onto me at that point, and I'm listening, soaking everything up. So there's plenty of ways that we can learn and incorporate studying in our daily walk, and that's just one of them. But we got to start somewhere, and it starts by just opening your Bible, and it starts by being willing to open your Bible. And that's all I want to say. Just make sure that we just stay in tune with the Lord, because we need it to get to A to B. We need it for our fight, because this is a fight every day. We got different things that we have to deal with, and we got to guard ourselves with the word of God. And that's all I got to say. Beautiful.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. The excuses are off the table. You heard us all say you can Google. There's apps. There's Bible apps. You can listen to the Bible in your car. You can connect it to your car on the way. There's no more excuses. Don't let this be a year of any excuses as far as not studying the word of God. And with that, Elder Taylor, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
All right, all right. Evangelist Dove Stanton, that is such great word given tonight, and to all the panel members, great input tonight. I thank you all for what you do, and I love you all for what you do in terms of Bible study, and I give God all the glory for you, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and your families in this new year. And Praise Tabernacle, on behalf of Praise Tabernacle Church, where our pastor is Bishop Omar Zachary and his wife, Lady Zachary, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's tuned in, that's listened tonight. And I pray that somebody got delivered, that this word and that these scriptures moved upon somebody's life, you know, and will provoke them to do better. Because this word will find you out. This word will make you mad, as Elder Oliver said earlier, you know. So, because when you want to be in your dark place, when you want to do dirt, when you want to do wrong, this word and the Holy Ghost will find you out, you know. Especially when you say that you love Jesus and that you have a relationship with Jesus. So, that's it. I'm gonna ask Minister Tolbert, will you dismiss us, please, sir, if you're still on the line?
Yes, sir, I sure will. Beautiful lesson on tonight. And we'll just go ahead and get ready to pray on tonight. Father God, we'd like to thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight, Lord, and for your awesomeness, Lord, for the teaching and understanding was received on tonight, Lord. And we'll just like to ask that you would restore our teacher on tonight, for just bless her heart for everything that she did on tonight and laid out a true outlining on what it means to get closer to you by your word and by us understanding that we have a job to do and we have to get closer to you. And Lord, our job details are inside of that Bible. And we need to know what we need to do. And we need to understand more. And the way to understand more is to connect more to you. And Lord, we just thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for everyone that tuned in, Lord. Ask that you would continue to bless and protect the saints, Lord. We ask for healing of those that may have been sick in the body, Lord. And we ask that you would just touch those that may be fighting with COVID, may be fighting with any other ailment on today, Lord. We come and we plead the blood of Jesus against those things. But we know that at the end, Lord, you will have the victory, Lord. And we just pray for anyone that may be going through anything, Lord, on today, Lord. Ask that you would give them strength where they need it, Lord. Touch them where they need it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. In our scriptures that we, amen, do we do our Matthew 19 through 20? Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
You all have a good night.
Amen. And good night to everyone. Bye-bye.